This is Crash Course Podcast by Twinkle.
Hi, and welcome to Crash Course, the podcast that teaches you everything you need to know about important events, people, and places from around the world. Now, in today's podcast, we'll be learning about one of the most important jobs in Australia, the Prime Minister. We'll explore who's been Prime Minister in the past, where they live, what they do, and how you too can become Prime Minister yourself one day. So as we always do here at Crash Course, let's start with the basics. So the Prime Minister is the person in charge of the government. And this is a big deal because the government makes decisions about all sorts of things that affect our lives. From things like the law and the environment, to the army and the police, Australia's relationships with other countries, and recently, what happens when a pandemic like coronavirus shows up and turns everyone's lives upside down. But who chooses the Prime Minister? Well, as you might already know, every 3 years, all Australians over the age of 18 vote to choose the party to become the government. Now, a party isn't like when you have your friends over and sit awkwardly while they sing happy birthday to you. No, this kind of party is a group of people who want to become the government. And these people are called politicians, which is a job title, just like teacher or police officer. And the big parties in Australia include the Liberal Party, the National Party, Labor Party, and the Greens. And so, all adults in the country vote for which one they want to be in charge, then the leader of that party becomes the Prime Minister. So basically, the people of Australia choose the party, and the party chooses the Prime Minister. Sometimes parties argue among themselves and choose a new leader while they're in government, and that new leader then becomes a Prime Minister. And that's happened a lot recently. So how can you become Prime Minister? Well, there are actually quite a few rules. First of all, you have to be 18 years of age or older, and you have to be an Australian citizen, and you can't be a citizen of any other country. And a lot of politicians got in trouble for this a few years ago, because they were actually citizens of other countries as well as Australia, and hadn't told anyone. Whoops. Now, other than that, you can't have another job in the government at the same time as being Prime Minister, which makes sense, because being Prime Minister is a really busy job, and I don't think you'd have time for another one anyway. You can't be bankrupt, which basically means you have lots of debts and can't pay them back. You can't have any links to a big business that's working for the government, because that would be dodgy. And finally, you can't have been to jail for more than 1 year. Less than that's okay, though. So that's it. Once you turn 18, make sure you're only a citizen of Australia. Don't owe people lots of money. Don't have any dealings with big businesses doing work for the government, because that would be dodgy. And if you're going to go to jail, make sure it's for less than 1 year. But the average age of Australia's Prime Ministers has so far been 52, so you might need to wait till you're a little bit older if you want to be on trend. So how many Prime Ministers have there been? Good question, me. All up, there have been 30 Prime Ministers of Australia. A lot of them have suburbs in Australia and other places named after them too. The first one was elected in 1901, when Australia became a country. And his name was Edmund Barton, and he was Prime Minister for just a couple of years. Now, of those 30 Prime Ministers, only one has been female. Can you believe that? Three have died while being Prime Minister, and three quarters were born in Australia. The rest were born in places like England, Scotland, and New Zealand. One was even brought up in Chile. Now, the longest serving Prime Minister was Robert Menzies, who held office after the end of World War II for a whopping 18 years. But the shortest serving one was poor old Francis Ford, who was Prime Minister for only 8 days before his party booted him out of the job. Now, most Prime Ministers have been from New South Wales and Victoria, and so far, we've never had a Prime Minister from the Northern Territory, the ACT, or South Australia. Okay. So now we know Prime Ministers come from all over Australia, but where do they live when they take the top job? So, the official residence of the Prime Minister is called the Lodge, and the lodge is in Canberra. Now, it's only about 5 minutes from Parliament House, where the Prime Minister works, which is really handy for him, or her. It's a lovely big house with 40 rooms, chefs and housekeepers. But, despite all this, not all Prime Ministers choose to live there. Some have chosen to live at their normal house, while others have lived at Kirribilli House, which is another big house in Sydney that the Prime Minister can choose to live in. It's really up to the individual where they want to live, but the lodge is there if they want it. And it is still used a lot to entertain leaders from other countries when they visit, and things like that. The Prime Minister also has an armoured BMW car to get around in, and they're escorted by police in cars and on motorbikes. They also have an aeroplane that they can use to get from place to place. And Prime Ministers travel a lot, so they can't really wait to buy tickets like we do when we go on holiday. And finally, let's talk pay. So the Prime Minister is obviously a well-paid job. Right now, the Prime Minister gets paid about $527,000 a year, which is better than pretty much every other world leader in, well, the world. But that, my young budding politicians, completes our crash course on Australia's Prime Minister. What do you think? Would you like to be Prime Minister one day, making all the big decisions and getting around in an armoured car? Well, if you do, just remember to make sure you don't owe lots of money to lots of people and don't go to jail, for too long at least. Thanks for joining us today at Crash Course Podcast. We hope you learn a lot and catch you next time.